we failed in our mission to the state, in our responsibility. Some 30,000 people each semester sign up for a credit course somewhere in this University of Alaska system. That's 7% of the population. Now that figure impressed me the first time I ran across it a year and a half ago. That is a truly impressive figure. And I think it reflects the newness of the state and the feeling that most of our citizens have for how important knowledge is. I'd rather respond to that at some extra cost, if we can afford it, assuming with you that we can retrench a little bit to something that's a little more cost effective in the future. Now, I can't guess on that, Klaus, but I'll hope that perhaps we can manage it a little better in the not too distant future. At this stage, I'd rather not give it up, though. We need those bases in order to bring the University of Alaska, not just community colleges, but in order to bring the resources of the university out into the state, we need those community college bases. I don't see how they could ever separate and survive with any sense of quality that we can almost guarantee. And if they did separate, we'd almost need to create a new set of bases out there in order to deliver all the rest of the information and knowledge and research and extension activities that we need to do. Yes, sir.
One thing I sense is a lack of commitment to the upper division undergraduate. I think I perceive this through comments of a number of parents that I have talked to who've indicated, well, they're going to send their offspring here to the university for a couple of years, and they intend that they would go outside for their junior and senior year. I think I also perceive this in the discussion of moving some of the engineering programs down to Anchorage, and this seems to me not the best move if this Anchorage doesn't even have the basic sciences which would go to really support a top quality engineering program. And I guess I'd like you to respond to what you see any new commitments to the upper division program.
I guess I was not aware that there wasn't a commitment to upper divisional programs. Are students not surviving into the junior year? Are they moving out? Or is it a...
This is something that I have perceived from talking with other parents. I don't have any of the recent... I don't have any statistics on what the enrollments are in the upper and lower division.
I'll look into that. I really need to get a little information to answer that. On the engineering side, that's in a sense a separate question. To my knowledge, no one's talked about moving programs. So at least I've been very careful not to. Yes, sir.
Let me amplify Dan's comment a bit. Inasmuch as evaluation of our product or output is based upon the so-called numbers game, it's a lot easier to generate impressive numbers with a lot of students in a freshman or sophomore class, but very difficult to provide the greater breadth of instruction to classes in the range of 8 or 10 students that's necessary at the upper division level. So I think Dan has hit upon a very accurate and a very critical point. It's very difficult to add faculty to teach a class which may be critical to your discipline, but may only attract 7, 8, 9, 10 students a year.
I do understand, but I think all of you also know that the university doesn't play the numbers game. We're carrying over things out of the Chronicle of Higher Education or from the lower 48. I don't mean that we don't literally look at enrollments, but there's no way in which you could look at the overall enrollments in this state and the overall faculty size and say that the university plays the numbers game. It's not Ohio or West Virginia or Penn State or someplace where they're really looking and playing the numbers game. We really have made a commitment as a state to providing education at a cost that provides or has provided, at least in past history, for a sufficient number of upper level faculty to give us a reasonably rich discipline in spite of low numbers. Now, at some point we're going to have to defend that much more closely, but it's a... One reason I know we don't play the numbers game is I can't even find out what the numbers are.
I would suggest, sir, that our ratio of advanced to elementary at the perhaps 300, 400 to 100, 200 level courses, mm-hmm. is below that of other universities whom we aspire to compete with.
Mm-hmm. I do want to see the data. I'm serious. Gentlemen and ladies, it's 2 o'clock and I have an appointment and probably you have a class to teach, and that's more important. Thank you very much.